Hello and welcome to Tea and Toast's fourth podcast, can we believe it? I'm thinking, okay, this could be, you know, a regular thing. So, on this podcast, to be honest, this is a bit of a general podcast to say hello and what we do and what we're about. What I really wanted to say was that this podcast, what I wanted to talk about what this podcast is for and why I wanted to do it. I've actually listened back to my own voice, and like most people, I probably don't like their own voice. I totally do not like my own voice. But I just realised that some of the quality is okay. I'm sorry if some of it kind of comes across gritty and loud. I'm trying to deal with those issues, and as we get along, the quality would get better and the content of these podcasts would most certainly get better, because I'm hoping to discuss issues as I experience them and as I go along. Now, what I'd like to speak about is why I'm doing this. And I think the main reason for doing these podcasts is because I'm trying to find another way to have a dialogue with, admittedly myself, and it helped me develop some work that I'm doing at the time, or it helped me develop the clients that I have and let them have a much more fuller understanding in terms of what it is that could be done to develop them. For example, one of the things I think would be great to talk about would just be a few design tips about how design is good and bad. In particular, maybe designing a newsletter. I've had a client recently who said, could you do this design for us? And I'm sure you could find the image for it and just use this and use that. But in reality, for print design, we need something quite stocky, something really good quality. So a design tip there would be to say to all you people that run small, medium businesses, if you've got a medium to large company, you might not be so bad. You can probably afford a photographer, one that's really good, so he'll give you a bank of images. But if you're a small company, don't rely on just taking one with your camera, on your digital camera, whether it's on your phone. That's great. It's brilliant for web use. Social media, marketing, that's great. But when it comes to doing print products, you're going to have to do a little bit better, or you're going to have to end up paying for artwork. And the artwork would then help you with your brand and that sort of development. And it's these sort of things that I'm hoping to express to you and give you design tips on. And unwittingly, I think I've actually given you a design tip there already. So hey, that's great. Now, if there's anything else that you guys want to talk about, then, as I've said probably in just about every podcast several times in each one, get back to us and email us at prit@teaandtoast.org.uk, and we'll answer as many questions as we can, and hopefully I'll give you great feedback about little design tips that might help you out. Just for the sake of it, another one might be using colour and how to use colour. So I think for now, until later, thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.